truth must be stamped upon the heart. April 8. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. God gives to every man his work, and with the imparted commission He gives to His messengers a measure of power proportionate to their faith. He is constantly unfolding to the heart the riches of His grace. Light will shine forth in clear rays from those who receive light from the Word of God. Those who support the truth, not only by argument, but in their lives, range themselves on the side of righteousness. By a converted life they give evidence that they bear a solemn message of warning, which is a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. When men are really converted, controversy and debate will be ended. The plain, searching truth will be proclaimed by lips touched with a live coal from the altar of God. The Old Testament is the ground where the seeds of practical godliness were first sown. This was repeated in Christ's words to His disciples. We have yet to learn that the whole Jewish economy is a compacted prophecy of the gospel. It is the gospel in figures. From the pillar of cloud, Christ presented man's duty to God and to his fellow men. His words to His appointed agencies, both in the Old Testament and in the New, point out plainly the Christian virtues. Through all His teaching He scattered the precious grains of truth. All will find these to be precious pearls, rich in value, if they will practice the principles laid down. We have the truth. Shall we not practice it? Selfishness is the great evil that makes of none effect the preaching of the cross of Christ. Make a practical application of the truth. Urge the truth home with sanctified assurance and directness, presenting the high standard God sets before His people. Truth must become truth to the receiver to all intents and purposes. It must be stamped upon the heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. This is the service that God requires. Nothing short of this is pure and undefiled religion. The heart is the citadel of the being, and until that is wholly on the Lord's side, the enemy will gain constant victories over us by his subtle temptations. If the life is given into its control, the power of the truth is unlimited. The thoughts are brought into captivity to Christ. From the treasure of the heart are brought forth appropriate and fitting words. Especially will our words be guarded.